Good morning, I'm an addict named Jeff. I'm one of the presenters today. Let's open this meeting with a moment of silence followed by the gratitude prayer. That no addict seeking recovery need ever die from the horrors of addiction. My gratitude speaks when I care and when I share with others the NA way. Okay, come on over, Doug, and we can get started with your phone line technologies presentation.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm an addict named Doug.
Hi, Doug.
So I was asked to participate in this. My participation's going to be rather brief, and I'll get to the reason for that in just a moment. So let's see if this part of our technology is going to cooperate with us. All right, here we go. So this is a picture of Jeff getting ready to return a phone line call. A suffering addict needs help, and Jeff is gonna come through. Thank you, Jeff.
My pleasure.
So, this is kind of like, you look like kind of old. So you probably do know what these are. But an increasing number of our fellowship have no idea what that is. You talk about using a payphone. I go, well, I pay my service provider every month. But, you know, this is the way it used to be, is we had calls coming in from pay phones. If you didn't have the dime, you couldn't make the call, and you were going to continue to suffer. Well, Jeff goes back. In fact, Jeff advised Bell about how to string the wires.
No, my brother did that.
Okay, now, this is a cool thing about NA phone line service. It is the only service that you can properly do while being at home nude. And in all seriousness, you know, I guess most of you probably realize what that is. That's not a display case, that's actually what was called a phone booth. And the reality is this, is that it's a major way that suffering addicts get to the rooms for recovery. Most of us in NA think that our services all go towards not only carrying the message, but the way we carry the message is to get a suffering addict into a home group and let the miracle recovery happen there. It's not so much that in the case of phone lines that we're going to save them by the thousands by answering telephone calls. When I'm doing phone work, it's my focus of activity is to get that person to a meeting and let them figure it out for themselves. Let the home group do its job and carry the message to them. So as one old timer used to say, there's going to come a time, and of course he was old and he talked in terms of, there's going to come a time when you're all by yourself, you're in a phone booth, and what are you going to do? Your sponsor's not answering the phone, you know, what are you going to do? And so NA phone lines serve a valuable purpose. Jeff is, that's by the way, that's who I am in case you want to know, and that happens to be a QR code that if you actually read that with your QR code reader, it'll send an email to me telling me that you want a little booklet on QR codes. It's Jeff. I've got nothing further to add, because as far as I'm concerned, Jeff is the preeminent specialist in NA worldwide in regards to phone technology. Jeff does this in his work career, and over the years I've come to understand that Jeff has got just an incredible amount of experience and information about phone lines. He is the source that I refer people to on a regular basis. So with that, I will give you Jeff.
Thank you, Doug. I'm an addict named Jeff. And I didn't take anything to change the way I feel today. And with that positive action of not taking negative action, all the miracles of recovery in Narcotics Anonymous become available to me. And just a second here. I'm going to actually put together two presentations in one. Okay, set up slideshow. No, that's okay. Doug, I need your technical expertise. How do I make this thing start? Oh, from beginning, there we go. Okay, fundamentals of phone lines. Telling NA's story with love. Because when we're doing phone line service, our responsibility is to tell NA's story. And when somebody answers the phone, we begin one of the most successful public relations efforts in the history of Narcotics Anonymous. I found NA through the phone line. I was court ordered to go to a 12-step program 4 times a week for 3 years. I told the judge I wasn't going to go to those meetings, I'd rather go to prison. And he said, well, you can go to prison if you want to. I don't have a problem sending you there. I'm sure they'll find a place for you to sleep and something for you to do. But when you get out, you will attend 4 NA meetings a week for 3 years. Do it now or do it later. So I agreed to do it, and I looked up NA, Narcotics Anonymous, in the White Pages. And I called, and they told me where a meeting was. And my lawyer had told me, I could go to AA or NA. He recommended NA because the women are better looking there. And I got referred to a men's meeting. So, you know, higher power was having fun. But what happens is I'm going to ask for cooperation from the audience here. Would somebody come up toward the microphone and read this slide? Yeah, and it's right on the screen.
All right. I'm Joseph, and I'm an addict. All right, things to remember. We are not counselors or therapists. Our primary responsibility is to direct addicts to NA meetings. Many callers want help with outside issues. If 211 is available in your area, this is one of the best resources for outside issues. Friends and family may need to be directed to Naranon or CODA for their issues.
Thanks. How many people know what 211 is? Okay. And do you know if your region or area has done a presentation to local 211 so they're aware of Narcotics Anonymous? Probably should be done. Yes?
I don't know what
211 is. Okay, 211 is a free referral service that is basically ubiquitous. It's available in 98% of the United States right now. 5 years ago, it was available in 60% of the United States. And you can call 211 and, oh man, I'm kicking dope, I need some help. They'll tell you where to find a detox. A mother has called the NA helpline and saying, I can't get my son to stop using drugs. I want to do an intervention. Can you help me with an intervention? No, if you hang up and dial 211, they will tell you how to do an intervention, and they'll hook you up with intervention specialists, and they'll, you know, anytime we get people calling asking for treatment, detox, food, transportation to meetings, all of that stuff, we just refer them to 211. 211 will help them get transportation vouchers if they're available, all kinds of things like that. Basically, 90% of the outside issues, our area helpline now refers people to 211 for those. Okay. So I need another volunteer to read the next slide. Whoops, I went the wrong way. Come on up.
Ken, addict.
Ken.
More things to remember. Treat all callers with love and respect. Remember what you used to do and how you hurt people before you got clean. Have empathy for all callers. Before deciding how to handle callers, hear them out. Do not argue with callers. Repeat yourself if necessary.
Yeah, and One of the things that happens when doing phone line service is a lot of times the callers will bring out our defects of character because they'll call up and say some things. And it took me a while to learn that if I started remembering what I was like when using and what I did to my family and friends, I was it was much easier for me to handle the callers who were using or the frustrated family members. Okay, now let's move on. And whoops, I keep going the wrong way. Okay, these are things that you might want to, at your phone line meetings, you might want to think about. Suicidal callers. Callers who are under the influence. Callers who don't want to go to meetings, but say that they want help. Friends or family who want NA to make the addict stop using. Calls for subcommittees. And callers asking for rides, housing, food, jobs, etc. 211. And one of the reasons that we don't set up rides through the helpline, or we shouldn't, is there's a huge liability if somebody picks them up and they get in an automobile accident and you answered the call on the regional helpline. All of a sudden, the region may get sued, as well as the individual who told them, well, you know, Fred will pick you up and you can meet him at such and such a place. Instead, you tell people, the meeting is at, and we'll meet you there, and you can tell me because I'll have on, you can tell who I am because I'll have on a crazy colored hat. And that just makes things a lot simpler and safer. Okay. Who wants to come up and read Staying in the Solution?
Mark, addict. Staying in the Solution. Remember that most callers know nothing about Narcotics Anonymous. Remember that you may be their first experience with Narcotics Anonymous. Friends and family callers are in pain and should be treated gently and lovingly. No matter what is happening with you personally, be cheerful and friendly when answering a call.
Thanks. Any questions about that? Okay. Now, things to do before you become a phone line volunteer, or when you decide to become a phone line volunteer. Read Chapter 9 in the Public Relations Handbook and the local guidelines. Give brief, clear, concise answers. Have a current schedule available at all times. Explain that our recovery process begins at meeting level. Be clear that NA is not affiliated with any treatment programs or the facilities where we meet. And more things to do. When dealing with loved ones or friends of addicts, the following is helpful. Always ask if the addict wants or has asked for help. Always ask to speak with the addict if possible. Invite them to bring the addict to an open meeting of Narcotics Anonymous. Explain that there are organizations to assist friends and family of loved ones, or friends and loved ones. Make it clear that NA cooperates with, but is not affiliated with, those organizations. It is okay to say that Naranon, CODA, or Families Anonymous exist. Do not make it difficult for these people to find help elsewhere. Practice empathy. They may be in emotional pain or under stress. And now I'm going to give you some web addresses that are very helpful. One is CODA.org, CODA.org. That's Codependents Anonymous. And they tell you on their website it's about successful relationships. The other one is NaranonCalifornia.org. Both of those will get, you'll be able to find current meeting information somewhere around where you live.
Is that Naranon, California spelled out?
Yeah, all one, yeah, one word, Naranon, California. Yeah. Okay. And I need one more volunteer. Who wants to come up and read?
My name is Lori and I'm an addict.
Hey, Lori.
If callers want information about NA that you can't answer, please direct them to the appropriate person in the area, in your area. Collect accurate contact information, phone number, email, etc. Refer the caller to the appropriate contact or committee chair. It is okay to say, I don't know the answer to your question. Follow your area guidelines for phone line volunteers. Remember that addicts who are not yet in recovery depend on these calls being answered and need us to be helpful. Our success as an organization is tied to the behavior of the phone line volunteers. Be helpful, be courteous, be available, be brief, be precise, be a good example.
Thank you. And that's the entire segment of the phone line fundamentals. It's important to remember all of this stuff. And the key is, we just want to get people to meetings. We're not going to cure them on the phone line. We're not going to get them to stop using on the phone line. Okay, and now we're going to switch over to the next part of the presentation, which is phone line technologies. Okay, and what we'll cover here is the principles of the phone line, technologies available, getting started, and planning the transition. What we need to do is we need good orderly direction in this. Addicts have sequencing problems. We tend to do things out of order. And what we need to do is good orderly direction. The acronym is GOD. So we bring GOD into the process. Oh, wait a second. What's going on here? Oh, I'm going to jump too fast. Okay, principles of phone line. A well-structured phone line primarily connects callers with volunteers. Live connect 24/7, voicemail box, and email alerts. If you have a good phone line, it will bring you to a volunteer. If the volunteer can't answer, it'll bring you to a voicemail box. They leave a message. And if you have a good service, it will email you a WAV file of the message so you can listen to the recording. And the best services also have voice to text so that you can read what the message is without even having to listen to it. It provides meeting information, day, time, address type, newcomer orientation, subcommittee meetings. Those are some important pieces of information to have available. It provides other information. If your area or region is organized well, it'll function as the single point of contact by telephone. In my area where I live, we have 35 extensions available on our phone line. Each subcommittee has a phone line extension. Various events that recur regularly have subcommittee extensions. Our public relations team, not committee, team, has 6 different extensions. And when we take on an ad hoc task for the region, like programming for the convention or registration, we build an extension for that. Part of what we do in doing this is we protect the caller's anonymity and make the contact consistent. For instance, I'm the phone line coordinator where I live. My phone line is 707-324-4062, our helpline, extension 808. When I finish my commitment, the next person who takes it over will have extension 808. And my email is phoneline@sonomacountyna.org. The next person who takes it over will get that email address, and they'll get the complete history of communication that I've had. So what we do is, we build continuity in, and we build anonymity in. Okay. On our phone line, extension 1 gives you the readings. Who, what, why, how, 12 traditions just for today. And it also has something off our regional webpage called New to NA, which explains what to expect at a meeting and was the basis for the new IP29, an introduction to NA meetings. Okay, you can also fax back schedules if people want them. They hit one button and it will fax a meeting schedule to them. Okay, and like I said, we've got the contacts for the ASC, the subcommittee, the activities, and you also give the website address. We get, you know, we get a few hundred calls a month, and about 20% of those calls do not go past the first directory where the, you know, thank you for calling the Sonoma County area of Narcotics Anonymous. About 40 callers hang up because the second or third thing we mention is the web address. And okay, that takes care of that portion of this. And now the principles of a phone line. I need a volunteer to come read again.
Carmen, I'm an addict. Principles of a phone line, core principles. Volunteers direct people to meetings, refer callers to meetings for in-depth answers, are not counselors or therapists, do not give out any personal information, follow referral policies as voted on by area, are polite, courteous, brief, and accurate, do not arrange for rides to and from meetings, do not speak to media on behalf of NA.
Thanks. Okay, and any questions on that?
Yes, John, I added, the system we use to take incoming calls and describe is great.
Yeah, we'll be getting into the system information a little further down in the presentation.
Okay,
and we're going to look at a number of alternatives and decide which one would probably work best. Yes. What I'm talking about is cheap. Okay. Now, technology is available. Telephone line with voicemail. Simple solution, order a phone line from the phone company, set up voicemail and enable call forwarding. Low cost, can be set up for as low as $25 per month using Vonage, for example. Cons, requires that the call is answered within a certain number of rings. If missed, caller likely will not leave a voicemail. If next person on the shift forgets to set the call forwarding, volunteers are forced to take calls for multiple shifts. Does not allow for multiple volunteers per shift. And multiple calls require either putting in one person on hold or letting the second call go to voicemail. Third call will always go to voicemail. So, and that's a rather outdated technology. Okay. Computer-based system. Pros, none. It's an outdated technology. It's also extremely expensive. Cons, Centrex line and call charges cost more than hosted solutions. High equipment cost, quality computer with RAID required. Equipment failure guaranteed. Requires physical location to host the computer, complicated setup and operation, and it limits the volunteer pool. So, yeah, we had a computer in an area that I lived in. They built this beautiful phone line closet, and they forgot to put ventilation in it. So the closet was consistently 140, 150 degrees. And we had a $2,500 computer meltdown 18 months after we bought it. And yeah, and all it would have required was drilling 10 holes in the bottom of it and putting a vent on the top. We all know how that goes. Whoops, went the wrong way again. Okay, technology is available. Voice over information protocol, or VoIP, or PBX hardware solution. Pros, hardware systems can be highly configurable. Systems are typically very reliable, and VoIP has very low monthly operating costs. Cons, PBI systems require multiple telephone or Centrex lines. VoIP/PBX require advanced communication technology knowledge. VoIP requires high quality internet connection that is always up. VoIP/PBX systems require equipment to be purchased and configured. VoIP/PBX systems require physical location to host the system, and VoIP/PBX systems severely limit the volunteer pool who can maintain it. Okay. Hosted PBX system. This is the technology that most phone NA phone lines are migrating to, because no equipment costs, low initial setup and monthly cost, web-based setup and maintenance. You can do it from any computer or smartphone or tablet. Can be managed from anywhere, anytime. Any willing volunteer can manage the system. Extremely reliable. The systems are redundant and backed up regularly. It's scalable and upgradable. Start only with what you need, and the area can keep the phone number. That's advised. Cons? None. Actually, there are probably a couple of cons. Yeah, and I'll also be happy to email you the presentation. Okay. Once in a while, things get a little confused and you have to call customer service and have them walk you through what's going on. But overall, it's usually pretty easy. Okay. Technology's available. Can I get another volunteer to come read? This is an example of a hosted solution.
Technology's available. Example of hosted solutions. This is the NA helpline. To hear some basic information, press 1. Who, 1, what, 2, why, 3, we do recover, 4. To hear meeting locations, press 2. Weekday, 1, weekends, 2, events, 3. To have a schedule faxed, press 6. Faxes back most recent schedule. To connect to a recovering addict, press 4. Starts calling on call volunteers, 4. Regular slots per shift, backups. If a call gets to a voicemail, it is emailed. It is emailed to a dozen volunteers. For a directory of voicemail boxes, press A. Newcomer orientation, 85, PR, 86,
HNI, 87. Thanks. And, that's just one example of how a phone tree can work. Because what we do is we build trees with the helpline. Normally, with most of the hosted systems available, you'll have up to 5 different options once you build a tree, and then you can go 5 under that and 5 under that. That's why we have one button for weekday meetings and one for weekend meetings. Any questions? Yes. Well, there's probably 100 different options, but I will tell you the one we've had the most success with. It's a company called Freedom Voice. Okay. Could you come up toward the mic, because you won't be on the recording?
Sure.
Okay.
John Abbott. We use answering service, and a lot of the people in our area think that's an antiquated way of going about it, and I think the reason is the cost. I think we pay around $200 a month. This is much less.
This is, with 35 extensions, 1,000 minutes of call transfer time, we're paying $49.95
a month. Yeah, in a larger area than ours, but the big advantage I see with the answering service is if a caller calls in and they're desperate, they want to hear another live human voice, they get one, even though it's only the guy from the answering service or the woman or whatever, and they refer them to an addict. If they actually connect, but they hear a live voice.
Hearing a live voice can actually be overrated, especially if you're talking to somebody who does not understand what you're going through.
Right.
You can get to a volunteer within 30 seconds with most hosted solutions.
Okay.
Hang on.
I'm just presenting it.
I understand. And what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to give you an example here.
You have reached the Sonoma County Narcotics Anonymous helpline. This is not an emergency number or crisis line. If you have an emergency, please dial 911 after you hang up. ¿Necesitas ayuda en español? Por favor, de marcar el número 809. Gracias. Once you have transferred to another menu, you may return to the main menu by pressing 0 at any time. To repeat any menu, press the pound sign. To return to the previous menu, press 9. By pressing 1, you can hear basic information about Narcotics Anonymous. By pressing 2, you can find meeting times and locations in Sonoma County. By pressing 3, you can hear times and dates of NA activities in Sonoma County. By pressing 4, you can be connected to a recovering addict to speak with.
I would pull the trigger by that. No, I'm kidding. The
okay, it's actually coming back to me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I get it. That's good. We want you to push the follow-up question.
Okay, I'm going to have to talk to the volunteer who's missing their shift this morning.
So, is there a setup charge on this initially over and above the $9 away?
No.
So it's just effortless transition.
Well, let's go further in the presentation because I go over all of this.
Thank you.
Okay, continuing with technologies available. There's a list. I'm going to show you three different providers. One is freedomvoice.com. And this is a short list of areas that are using it. Over 100 areas and regions are using it around the United States and Canada. Contra Costa area, Alameda area, Napa, Solano, Sonoma, San Jose, San Francisco, Baltimore, Oklahoma City, Vancouver, British Columbia. Easy to administer, inexpensive. Onebox.com. In Northern California, Marin County, and American River, we're using it when I built this slide. Now both of them have moved over to Freedom Voice because it's complicated and the price keeps going up. And they've got these really sharp techies who keep on creating really cool stuff that only they understand how to use. And then you also have Ring Central. Ring Central is expensive. It's owned by AT&T. Their costs go up regularly, and they keep on doing the cool stuff and keep on making it more complicated. And what we need is something that keeps getting simpler. Okay, now, getting started. Another volunteer to read, please. Come on up.
Since I'm up here, can I just also ask on your previous slide, would you happen to know, like, ShoreTel? How would that compare on those companies?
You got $20,000?
It's an expensive one, then.
Okay, yes.
Good. I'll read the slide. Brad Addict. Getting started, recruiting volunteers. It's an ongoing effort due to churn. Try for 2 to 4 volunteers per shift, typically 6 hours, 6 hours shifts. Closely monitored, numbered, answered calls to fill slots not taking calls. Have more available volunteers act as backups. Good sources for volunteers are unity days and picnics, speaker meetings and dances, committee members, all committees, and phone line specific event.
And in the area where I got clean, they had a Monday night, they have a Monday night chip meeting, and what we would do is we would go up to the people who were taking their six-month chip and, congratulations, I'm really proud of you. I've been watching you and, you know, I think you could really be of help with us. You're qualified to take a phone line shift now. And one of the things that it's important to do when you're recruiting volunteers is tell them that you think they'd be really good at what you're asking them to do. That really increases willingness. Okay, getting started, planning. Committee determines the structure, number of volunteers per shift, number of shifts per day. Greeting, reading, other information. Schedule structure, days, times, cities, etc. Mailbox assignments, ASC, PR, H&I, NAYC, the Narcotics Anonymous Youth Committee, activities, etc. Email addresses, example, prchair@youraria.org. 1 hour to get the system taking and forwarding calls, 4 to 8 hours to get the recording and mailboxes set up. Costs range from $75 to $200 depending on call volume. This was written 5 years ago. Costs have gone way down. The hosted systems, the cost keeps dropping unless they're owned by major corporations, and then for some reason the cost keeps going up. Okay, maintenance. It's a committee effort to get volunteers and keep them. One member can maintain the system with 1 hour a month updating volunteer numbers, 1 hour a month reviewing call statistics, and 1 hour a month miscellaneous changes. Planning the transition, this is the key. Minimizing downtime. Parallel systems maintain continuity. Set up your new phone line, but don't transfer over to it until you're ready. Keep your old system going while you're testing the new system. Keep existing phone line system in place. Order new service from the provider of choice. Request local telephone number from provider, or transition your number. And what you do is you set it up so that there's a specific day you can get the service set up and built, and then at a later date move the phone number over to the new service. Set up and test system using a local number from the provider or a toll-free number that comes with it. And once the system is operational, forward it to the existing local number. Doesn't sound too complicated, but believe me, complications pop up when you're setting up a new system. Okay, switching phone numbers. If canceling the existing number, notify directory assistance, notify white and yellow pages, notify all the providers who refer people to NA of your new number, notify local programs and facilities, change websites, schedules, and other printed material. Monitor number of calls coming through the old number until down to less than 5 to 10 a month, then cancel. And see, that's why we recommend keeping the existing phone number if possible. Okay. A well-planned and maintained phone line system can answer general questions, help addicts find meetings and resources, and connect 99% of the callers to volunteers if they want it. Okay, now what I'm going to do is take you to Freedom Voices. By the way, that's a statewide phone list and website list that you can find at norcalna.org, and just click on phone lines. And this lists every phone line in the entire state, and it's updated on a regular basis. And it's organized by area code. Okay, Freedom Voice, web link interface. Okay, log into the web link. And our contact with Freedom Voice is areatreasurer@sonomacountyna.org. Because the key to keeping your phone line working well is making sure that the treasurer pays it regularly. And one of the complications is that most hosted companies require a credit card on file. Freedom Voice is one of the few companies that will let you pay in advance. We gave them a $75 check 7 years ago, and so every time we get billed, we're getting billed for a month in advance. And they also used to give us a free month for every the time we referred another area or region to them and they became a customer. So we kept on getting crap from the area that we weren't spending our budget. And I finally said, look, you know, we've referred so many areas that, you know, we're getting about 6 free months a year. Now it's a $50 credit instead of a free month, which is basically the same for us because our bill is about $49.95 a month. Okay, I'm now going to log into the system. Welcome to WebLink. And you see we have messaging, check messages, send fax, send voice message. Okay, here's the critical part right here where it says update. Change recordings, change call forwarding, change notifications. So here we go, change the call forwarding. Just a second. Okay, extensions. This is our list of extensions. Phone line, main greeting, readings, meeting list, events, live contacts, youth committee, newsletter, hospitals and institutions, area service committee, literature orders, Unity Day, activities subcommittee, request for community presentations, schools presentations, public relations, area treasurer, women's brunch, men's breakfast, Espanol, Cotati dance, literature rack coordinator, because we have 50 literature racks out in the community that we have to keep filled up. Events coordinator, public relations area rep, extension directory, web servant, and then we have a whole bunch of unnamed because we haven't figured out uses for them yet. Okay, when somebody's transferring to a live addict, we can have up to 15 volunteers at a time where the phones ring simultaneously and whoever answers it first, the call drops everywhere else. And it sends caller ID when it transfers, and you can set it up so that it's the caller ID from the person who called, which is unacceptable because of anonymity. So what we do is we send the helpline number to them. So if they see that number, they know it's a call from NA. So they don't have to go, oh, I missed a call, and call it back. When I went to Seattle, they had a system that rang all the volunteers simultaneously, but it was programmed to send caller ID. And I was trying to figure out how to get to the convention. I was like 2 blocks away, and I got 17 calls back in 30 minutes. which was really confusing because somebody would be giving me directions and another person was calling in saying, did you call the NA helpline? And yeah, so I understand the value of using the helpline's caller ID. Okay, now let me go back to settings and here we go. Call forwarding. Okay. We're going to go to extension 84, live contacts. Okay, this is what it looks like. 12 a.m. to 5:59 a.m. on Sunday, 7 rings, and that same volunteer also keeps the shift from 6 a.m. to 8:59. Oh, that's a mistake. That should be 8:59 a.m. Okay. Let me fix that. Okay, edit. Save. Okay. And what we do on this is we've got several volunteers for each shift, and at the end, we have 5 24/7 volunteers who are willing to answer a call anytime the call isn't answered by anybody else. And I know San Diego has some questions. They want live volunteers. So we can have it go to your regional office first, or it can ring other volunteers as well. And Freedom Voice will set up a system for you where they provide you a couple of phones, and but you'll still have all the call forwarding functions. It's what they call find me, follow me technology. You know, I know that sounds kind of creepy to addicts. Yeah. Okay. So let me show you how many volunteers we have on this. And a few weeks ago, we had an addict die in a motorcycle crash. And as soon as I heard about it, the first thing I did was look up what shift he had, because the last thing I wanted was his wife answering the phone for a helpline call. So I immediately took him out and put another volunteer in. It took me about 2 minutes to find the spreadsheet, and then it took me another 45 seconds to log in and change the call that was being forwarded. Because let's say I want to change the phone number that this is going to. Okay? What I do is I put in a new phone number, and this is my phone number, so I'm changing it from my home phone to my mobile. Here you go, I've just changed where the phone rings to. And, you know, I tell people that basically if you can send an email and you know how to, you can put an attachment in an email, you can be the phone line coordinator for this system. Okay, and we were down to Thursday, so we started on Sunday, and
Jeff, is there any limit to how many of these listings you can have, how many volunteers you can have on this list?
15 per shift.
Is that from Freedom Voice, or is that?
That's from Freedom Voice. It can ring up to 15 callers simultaneously.
Sorry, let me be more specific.
Okay, 15 volunteers.
How many total volunteers can you have available?
Unlimited. You can make the shifts 30 minutes. You can make the shifts 3 hours. You can make them 6 hours, or you can customize them. Okay, you're only available from 4 o'clock to 6:30. So the next shift will have to be 6:30 to 9 p.m. If you can customize it any way you want. And let's get to the bottom of things here. Oops, that's the bottom. Okay, see right here where it says every day, and it says from 12 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. That volunteer is available at all those times. And now if I click, where's my mouse? Okay. Add time day filter. That's how I adjust it. I uncheck the boxes and change the times. It's 21st century stuff. And if we're stuck with 20th century technology, we're in trouble. Come on up.
I was just going to ask, you do this, you do the changes with the where it's set up at the main computer, right?
I do changes from any place I want. Right now, see, I'm changing the phone line in Sonoma from here.
Okay.
You've watched me make a couple of edits. I caught a mistake, I fixed that. I changed one number that was ringing to. I can make these changes from anywhere. Now, see, this is set up for 4 rings. We should set it up for 7 rings because mobile phones have what are called phantom rings. Because people have short attention spans, what the mobile phone does is it gives you 2 fake rings before it actually connects and starts ringing the phone. So when it was set up for 4 rings, people weren't hearing the first 2 rings, and by the time they got to the 2nd ring and had the phone out of their pocket, it had dropped the call and was going to another volunteer. Yeah, come on up so we can hear your question.
Yeah, Mark Addy. So this technology basically works, like you were talking about the 2 rings, if anybody has landlines. The landlines hit 2 rings before then, cell phones?
No, yeah, the landlines will, show immediate rings. So if it's transferring to a landline, you'll get it, and it will ring that seven times. Now, what you have to do to accept a call, when a call's coming in, you have to press a key to accept it. So it doesn't go to voicemail because you haven't accepted the call.
Right, because we use access line right now. I don't know if you've heard of access.
Yes. Yeah. That's the one that Seattle had that I got 17 calls back in a half hour.
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to talk about...
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm happy to help anybody get this set up, take them through the basic programming and everything. It's not an issue. So now let me go back a second here. And let's go to reports. Okay, this is how to use your reports. Okay, let's see the reports. Okay, now, see, we've gotten 8 helpline calls on the phone line for Sonoma today, but I want to know what's going on for the last 30 days. So, click apply. Yeah. And, you know, the...
That graph is number of calls, Jeff.
Number of calls per day.
Curious, can you also change that or toggle that to minutes?
Yeah, there's a... There,
put the red line and scroll over it. Oh.
Yeah, see. Total calls, 8 calls, duration 36 minutes, average call duration 4.5 minutes.
Wow.
Okay, now get call data. There's a record of everyone who called in. Okay, 704-4713 called in, went to a volunteer because it's extension 84, talked for 2.6 minutes. Received a call from 324-4062, and it went to my number, and I talked to them for 1.3 minutes. Someone called from another number, and it was 10 seconds. Apparently, they hung up before they got a volunteer. Okay. And see, these are all the calls that went to live volunteers. And, you know, some of them 26 seconds and 1.6 minutes, 2.5 minutes.
Question.
Yes.
Oh, Jeff, I was wondering if you have this in a PowerPoint or...
I can make up some pages for you to show it to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and actually I can even arrange for Freedom Voice to call in and do a webinar for you. So that, you know, you'll be able to ask them all the technical questions that you have. Okay, so let's take a look at another set of reports. Okay, see reports. And wait a second. Okay, I can save that report, but we go from call details, user statistics, missed calls. This is a key. Okay, we had 80. Our main extension, we had 4 missed calls. Those are usually robot calls that hang up when they realize they're not talking to a live person. We had 13 missed calls going to the live volunteer. That doesn't mean 13 people didn't get through. It means they didn't get through the first time. We judge the success of that by how many messages are left. We had 13 missed calls, but we didn't have any messages left, which means everybody ultimately talked to a volunteer. Then we had 1 missed call for PR, 1 missed call for, another one for PR, and another one for one of the subcommittees. And anytime a message is left, what happens is it sends an email with a WAV file attached to it. The WAV file allows you to listen to the message on your smartphone, on your computer, and it also has voice to text, so you can read the message, which isn't always 100% accurate. You know, a lot of times it messes up names and things like that, but it's available. So let's go back up to the top here, and let's take a look at another report. This is by Extensions. Whoops. Okay, so that report's not found. Okay, let's see if user statistics works. Not much of a report there either. Okay, so let's take a look at the messages. Okay, there are no messages to review on that, on the Live Volunteer extension. And that's what, like I said, that's what we look at when we're reviewing the missed calls. Now, if I go to all extensions, okay, you'll notice all but two of these, all but one of these calls was less than 2 seconds. That means somebody listened all the way through to the end of the message and said, oh, hang up. And here, we've got this message here from the school's presentation. Okay. And let's see what they had to say. Hello, this is Bill. This is a test of the extension for a reply from the schedule coordinator. Okay, and...
699264. This is a test of the extension. I look for a reply from the schedule coordinator.
Okay, and now since I know I don't need any of these messages, I click right here, and I have a choice of download, forward, move, save, or delete. And I've just cleaned out the messages. And see, let's say I get a call from somebody who is blah, 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 and you screwed up and my life is ruined and it was a volunteer who was on at such and such time. I can forward that to that volunteer and say, you know, you might want to take a look at how you handle callers. But, Doug, fine. Okay, I was just about to say, if there are no more questions, we're done. One.
I have a question. Do you
have, come on up so I, it can be heard on the recording.
In Northern Cal, who is your ISP?
Our internet service provider?
Yes.
We're using Google.
Oh, is that free?
Our region pays for it. And the areas that want to use the regional template, it's free.
Okay, thank
you. Yeah, and yeah. Okay, come on up to the mic if you have a question. And you can come up together.
Hi.
And just go in good orderly direction.
John Addict, I just want to know if you have a handout or a PowerPoint for the first part of the presentation.
Yeah, I'll send out a PowerPoint to anyone who wants it. Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
I'll give you a sign-up sheet, and you can put your name on. I'll email it to you.
Use your phone number.
Okay.
Brad Addict. So, how much of this do you administer, and then how much do you allow, like the individual? Any of the volunteers, do they get to log in themselves?
They no.
Change edit any of their
that's
all, stuff.
That's automatic. Well, we have one person, we actually have a phone line coordinator and an assistant coordinator who are responsible for maintaining the system.
So those are the only two people that you have to log in and make any
because otherwise it's anarchy and we know where that gets us.
Got it. Okay, thanks.
Mark Addict, you were talking about setting the system up first
keeping your numbers and then moving them over.
Yes.
And that's, I want to make sure that you're talking about porting the numbers over, so
yes.
You have to make sure that the numbers can be ported.
Well, you own the numbers now. They can be ported.
Right.
It's the property of Narcotics Anonymous.
So you're saying to make the transition, if you have a current system and you want to move to this system,
yeah.
The best way to do it is to start setting up the new system
right.
Before you actually port the numbers
yeah.
over. In other words, you have to start the process
right.
Before you
yeah.
actually make
yeah.
the shift.
See, you'll be provided a toll-free number with the new system. And in the beginning, use that toll-free number to call in, make the changes, and you can do most of this stuff online, but you want to, and then what you want to do is you want to test it. So you get your list of volunteers set up, you start calling, seeing how it forwards to the volunteers, etc. And then when you're ready, you contact the company and say, okay, we'd like to port this on December 12th at 10 a.m. And
that's the new company, not the old company.
Right.
So that
yeah.
you can get the numbers ported
and
over.
And most important, send a disconnect letter to the old company so they don't keep billing you.
Thank you.
Carmen Addict, I think that was kind of my question. So do you have any financial relationship with like anyone other than Freedom Voice? Or is it like you don't send a bill to AT&T also for a phone line? Or,
We pay for a Yellow Pages listing in my area with AT&T. That's the only relationship we have with them.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. We're done.
Thank you.